Welcome to Pakistan. Pakistan is located at a latitude of 23 degrees into 27 degrees north and 61 to 76 degrees east in the northern hemisphere. It occupies an area of 79,6095 square kilometers or 31,043 square miles. It shares a long border with India in the east. In the south, there is Arabian Sea. The southwest is bordered with Iran, northwest with Afghanistan, and northeast shares a high altitude border with China. Physically, it is the vast valley of mighty Indus River, which runs through the whole country as its bloodline. North Pakistan inherits one of the highest land of the world. The three great mountain ranges, Himalaya, Karakoram, and Hindu Kush, meet in a very complex system of mountains separated by narrow gorges of the rivers. Each mountain range, though so close to each other, has a character of its own. The Indus, in its early stage, cutting through the Himalayas and Karakorams, reaches the Hindu Raj, Hindu Kush range and Gilgit River. Then the Indus flows in still young between Himalaya and Hindu Raj mountain range, making a very dramatic valley. Dry, rugged mountains turn to green and wet foothills of Himalaya and Hindu Kush mountains. After meeting with the Kabul River, it takes its gigantic gorge into plains of Punjab. In Punjab, it is divided into five rivers, which rejoin just before Sindh, southeast of Pakistan, where eventually it dies in a vast delta at Arabian Sea. The fabulous land of River Indus houses about 130.5 million people, belonging to many ethnic groups and tribes. Administratively, it is divided into four provinces and centrally administrated area known as Fata. In the south, it is Sindh province. In the southwest, Balochistan. Northwest is called Northwest Frontier Province. In the east is Punjab, largest population-wise province. In the northeastern and some areas in northwest are controlled by the central government. Language and culture. The natural language is Urdu, understood by most of the people all over the country. Most of the schools teach Urdu as the first language. Each province has its own language and unique traditions and culture. Punjab's language is Punjabi, Sindh speaks Sindhi, Balochistan, Balochi, and Northwest has Pashto language. Besides that, there are about 15 different dialects and languages spoken in different parts of the country. Bazaars and marriages are the main center of cultural activities. In every city, there is a typical bazaar with crowds of people and heaps of merchandise. Marriages are also a bustling affair. Large number of guests, 500 to 3,000, and a lot of activity are the key features of a marriage. Each tribe adds a spice to its marriage. Hence, every marriage looks different. The women wear colorful dresses but very modest, whereas men wear more plain dresses with turbans or caps on top. Again, each province has a costume and a cap of its own. History. Pakistan entered on the map of the world in 1947, but this land has one of the oldest history of the world. This land, being a very strategic point between East and West, has always been one of the top listed places to conquer by the different dynasties and kings. It has received numerous races which ruled it and left their marks behind. Hence, Pakistan has so many different tribes and variety of colorful traditions. Chronological dates of history of Pakistan are on this website. Please follow the links on the left. Money. Rupee is the official currency of Pakistan. Most of the trading is done in rupee, but all major currencies are exchangeable at airports, hotels, banks, shops, and money changers. Usually, money changers give a better rate than the others. All major cities have money changers, and one can easily take a taxi to one of them. One can bring in any amount of money in Pakistan in any currency, but very high amounts are best to be declared. From Pakistan, carrying more than rupees 500 is not legal. Climate. Pakistan has got a very variety of weathers, but usually it has warm climate in the north, where average altitude on the surface is 1200 meters to 3500 meters. The weather has a large variation. In summer it is very hot, and in winter it is very cold. In January, all major airlines getting their entry points. All major airlines fly to Pakistan or have easy connections via Dubai, Bombay, or other cities of the world. Pakistan International Airlines operates flights from all major cities of Europe, Africa, North America, and Far East. Most flights arrive in Karachi, where you can get an easy connection to all major cities of Pakistan. There are three private airlines operating domestic flights and a few international sectors beside PIA. From China, Central Asia, Sost is the first town and Pakistani checkpost in the high mountains of Karakoram Range. One can come from China, Tashkorkan Chinese checkpost via Khunsa, passes in a half day. Both Chinese and Pakistani governments operate shuttle services between the two cities. One has to go through the basic customs immigration formalities at Sost. From India, Amritsar, one can enter via Wagha border, where there is both customs and immigration formalities. You can reach Lahore 27 kilometers from the border in 3/4 of an hour. From Iran, from Mashhad, Iran, one can take a taxi to Pakistan border Taftan. There is also a twice weekly train between Quetta and Mashhad. Taftan is the customs and immigrations of Pakistan. One can stay either at Taftan PTT's motel or continue to 16 hours to Quetta, first major city, by sea. Sea traffic is allowed via Karachi, but there is no service at the moment. There might be a service between Karachi and Dubai at a later stage.